Okay, looking at a bunch of anonymouses. What's this one?
Is that us, Bob? I want to make sure it might be us now. Are we anonymous? Well, sometimes we're
anonymous. No.
We feel anonymous sometimes, but sometimes not. But we might be. We didn't know if we were anonymous or not, but it's possible.
Here's somebody who wants to talk. Go ahead, anonymous.
Oh, they got their hand up.
Hi, it's me, Hetty.
Hello, dear.
Ooh. Oh, Hetty. Hetty, yeah,
hello.
Go ahead, Hetty.
It's our
it
Hetty.
Is.
Greetings from the pawn shop.
From the pawn shop?
Yeah.
Is that an omen? Oh, dear.
Yes. Oh, yes. It's not bad. It'll be fun. You'll see.
Oh,
who'd you want to thank?
The real... Yeah, I want to thank you and Ion for the conversation from last week. I'm almost stunned that I'm here speaking with you. I can't get over how amazing it is, so I'm very grateful. My question is about my company. I'm working with drones these days. I'm one of the few female pilots in Holland, and I'm a little creative to bring it out because, you know, I can be different. But my question is, do you have any suggestions, Ion, as to what smart moves I could do right now to help my business grow?
You don't have any idea about your market share.
Is there a way for me to get an idea of my market share?
Well, yeah, look at your market share. You're overlooking most of your market.
What should I be looking at?
Who are your customers, darling? Who are your customers? You don't know. You see one in 1,000 as your customers, and that makes you number one in all of it. But there's 1,000 others that are also your customer that you're not even noting that are.
Is there a way for me to note them? Because,
Yes, Bob's Media College says tell them and then tell them what you told them, then tell them you're going to tell them, and then told them that you told them that you tell them. And then when you told them that you tell them, then tell them you just told them. And when you tell them that you told them, then they'll know that they were told because you told them when you could tell them. That's what you told them. And when you do that long enough, clever enough, there'll be an undisputed question that you are the one that told them to tell them. And if you're the one that told them to tell them, when they have to know about what you told them, it'll be that you told them what you tell them. But if you didn't tell them, then you can't say you told them because we can't say we told you so if we didn't tell you that we told them. But that's why you got to tell them. And that's how you told them that you told them that you tell them. And that's how you do it. But you don't need us
all
for
right.
that. Bob can do that. Bob can do that like a bad bowel movement.
All right. So I just should, obviously should be opening my mouth. Is that what you're saying? Speak?
No,
talk?
we said never would we tell any human being to speak. That's how you got yourself in a mess you're in right now. We said talk to Bob about it. Okay. He'll help you. Because, see, he has no bias.
Oh, yeah.
We have bias. He has no bias. He is biasless. He doesn't even know what a drone is. He'll finally find out that it has to do with ice cream, and then he'll be all about it. He'll want to finance it once he finds out that he can bring him ice cream when he wants it. That's a whole other thing, and he doesn't have to go anywhere or do anything. He can just have ice cream. Now, all of a sudden, you've started, and you've made it where you meet a feed. When you meet the feed, you don't meet people's needs. When you meet the feed... That's when they'll show up. That's when they notice you. Then they don't give a fuck who you are or what you do. They want you to do whatever it is they want done, and they'll give you money checks in its regard.
That sounds awesome. Is there a good way for
did
me to navigate to that?
It sounded pretty good for us, too. It sounded pretty good to us, too, Bob. You should adopt that, Bob. That was pretty good.
Did you get that, Bob?
We won't tell until his emails come back. He drops his emails in the mailbox, so when they come back, if they're not too dirty, then he's got them. He gets the post brings them.
I'm here, Hetty. I heard that.
He won't respond, but he heard you.
Do you have anything else that can help me with my this journey I'm on?
17.
And that's 17 what? And
no,
number 17?
17, not 17 what, just 17.
Is there something I can do with 17?
Notice it. Mm-hmm.
Ion, are my questions so far off that I'm getting answered in riddles?
17 isn't a riddle. It's a quantitative number.
Yes, this is true. If I knew what to do with it, it would be helpful. But okay, so I'm
not
supposed to know for now.
Not necessarily. If you knew what to do with it, would it be helpful? Just hearing it might be enough. You don't need to know or have a theory about it.
All right.
You should ask something totally unrelated to what you think are your obvious concerns. And you'll find out by juxtaposing unforeseen connections, you'll get a new view. So ask
right.
something you're absolutely
okay.
not interested in.
Oof. Holy cannoli.
You're interested in everything? What makes you not interested?
Oh, no. She's talking about the authentic Italian pastry, Bob. You can't beat perfect. Can't beat it. And Holy Cannoli is the authentic Italian pastries from Waterville, Maine. It features a menu that's been patterned after a typical Italian bakery. It's so wonderful. They're devilishly delicious, the cannolis. Holy cannoli. They're good. You're up that way. It's good. The leaves are changing, so it's wonderful. They have a wonderful menu. You can call ahead if you need a big order, and they do parties, but it's great. Holy cannoli is great.
Thanks, Ion. But
they're also in Seattle. They're also in Seattle. That's holycannoliseattle.com. There's one in Toronto.
Oh.
One in Washington.
I'm sure they... I'm sure I can order, no?
Yeah, in Aurora, yep. Colorado.
But what aren't you interested in?
Yeah, that's really difficult, Bob, because I think I find something interesting in everything, it seems, because I'm just... I'm not interested in assholes. Yeah, that's right. I mean, people that are nasty.
Okay, ask a question.
Oh,
about
you're
that.
Talking about that nasty woman. Yeah, we know about her.
Yeah, ask a question about nasty people.
Why did I feel such an awkward sense when I wanted to give her a hug?
I don't know, but it's the meme. It's Trump's meme of the week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Trump called Hillary the nasty woman.
That's right. I was talking about
hashtag,
that one. Hashtag
woman. Meme of the week. Meme of the week, Bob.
Okay, well, you're doing good, Hetty. What else would you want to know about the nasty friend? You hugged her and you felt uncomfortable doing it?
I felt there was like a wave of energy that sort of said, don't come close. Even though she was standing there to hug. So that made me feel
weird. What's that about,
Ryan?
What's that about?
It's pervasive.
Pervasive? Well, was it beyond her?
Of course. That feeling that you're feeling is beyond her, yes.
It's something that I obviously generated. I would say
Y'all made theory right then.
I got it. I get it. Yes. I think this is one of the reasons why I find it difficult to ask questions, because I feel like I know the answer already, which I don't, I'm sure. But
you got holy cannoli out of us, and nobody's got that out of us yet. You're ahead of the average bear. I mean, Bob hasn't even got holy cannoli out.
No, never crossed my awareness. I missed that one.
Do you want to tell me more about the pawn shop, Ion?
Yes.
Am I going to find something there, or am I going to leave something there?
Find something there.
Will you tell me what it is?
No.
Okay. When I make a suggestion, will you say if it's a do or a don't?
Okay.
Am I going to find a cross?
You know.
Oh my God! May I want to go this. Let's go in another direction. About the pawn shop. Will you tell me some more, or should I be continue to ask questions?
Treasures are in your beholded eye.
My what?
Beholding eye.
Beholding eye?
Do.
Beholding eye, is that an object or is that coming from me, from my energy?
No difference.
Yeah, that's another thing. From our conversation earlier, I realized that the way to be is to think of myself primarily as source energy and secondarily as having a meat sack body.
Well, that's
is that why you're... Is there a better way of looking at...
It separates yourself. You're saying you're not a god, so you have to be source energy, and then you have a body you got to deal with. You got to make it the other way around. That source energy binds you, don't make you bind source energy, because you already got it. Seems a bit after hickish to us.
How important is it now to look at myself as a being with a meat sack body?
It's the other way around. You're a meat sack body with a being attached.
Okay.
You'd emphasize the meat sack body.
Okay.
That's where your words come from.
Yeah, okay, of course. Holy shit.
You did it backwards the last 6 years. What was this topic? The importance of something.
What I'm saying is the connection with my body and my source energy.
Right.
And my feeling is that because the mind tends to dominate, then your physicalness becomes so important that your source energy seems to become secondary with me, is what I mean. It seems like a distraction. So in order to find the balance, I thought if I flip it, look at myself as being complete, and then the meat sack body is just a bonus feature to create. I'm just battling, Bob.
Yeah, you listened to the last show in November 2011, where Ian first talked about there's no such thing as energy. When you're eternal, you don't need energy. So you're thinking wrap around this concept of energy. That's a mistake. You already got enough energy.
Is there another word for it? So if it's not energy, what is it then?
Well, it's mind, non-physical, and physical, the Trinity.
Okay.
It's Crowder P. Think of it as Crowder P.
Crowder P. Is that a vegetable?
Yes. Or farfalla.
Buffalo?
Farfalla.
Barfalla.
Okay.
F as in fuck.
Okay. Yeah. Ian, you were saying something about the eye. What did you call it? The item that I was going to see in the pawn shop?
Yes.
Will you tell me a little
beholder,
bit more about...
Eye beholder.
Is it eye with an I or an I with an E-Y-E?
Yes, both. Look for both. Well, never worry. They'll find you. It'll find you. There'll be something you just can't get past. And it'll be overwhelming. You just can't do anything other than. And you'll go, oh, my God.
Thank you so much. You helped so much. You made me find my crooked last way, and blah, 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 blah. Then we go on, on, on. We go, okay, that was nice. Good. Yeah. Got you where you were all along. We win. Yay, Dobstown. Yay, Dobstown, USA. USA, USA, USA. Lock her up, lock her up, lock her up.
What you're saying, I hear it, but I find it difficult to...
We know. We know. Thank you for my belief. Now help my disbelief. Thank you for my belief. Now help my disbelief. See, faith is a wonderful thing to have, okay? But it's a terrible strategy.
Yeah. Do I have faith then, apparently? Is that what you're suggesting?
Yeah, it's a great thing to have. It's just a terrible strategy.
What is a better strategy for me to use?
Knowing. Because the crap you know, you don't have to look up and find or wonder or get or make or don't make or have or don't have or work out or know. You don't have to see it in the bank, right. Get it posted, is it there, whatever we got, it is, we got it, can we spend it? No. Can we spend it? Is it in? Is it here? Is it ours? Is it mine? Can I do it? If I spend it, do I have to give it back? Is it mine? Really, forever, is it really, 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 really mine? If you know that, then you don't have to worry about this where you are now.
Is knowing when you know you're aligned, is that part of what happens?
Yeah, if you know you are, then you are. But if you have to wonder if you are, then you don't know. And if you think you know, then you still aren't aligned. So, yeah.
And what makes my brain wonder?
It's not a thinking man's game, and you're trying to make... It's not less than, you're just thinking. It's not a thinking man's game. Don't think. No. But once you know, it's like your telephone. You don't argue with your telephone. You'll argue with us, you'll argue with Bob, but you won't argue with your telephone. The telephone says this. They get on the phone and argue with us the distance between the Vix and the Vixie. We've been saying Vixie since Jesus. And that's all we've ever called it was Vixie. Now that turned into what we thought you were saying Vix. You don't argue with the phone, but you'll argue with non-physical. It's pretty astounding to us.
Pretty insane, yeah.
But you verify something. Once it's verified, once it's verified, then that's it. No other conversation. So if you could be like your cloud-based information system, you'd be way ahead of the game.
Oh, God. Your connection wasn't so good. Would you mind repeating? I heard the last
if
part of the game.
If you were easy to persuade as your cell phone, iCloud information system convinces you seamlessly of everything, and you would be well ahead of your present quantitatively thinking man's conundrum-based position.
Okay.
Is that better?
I have to say, that's thank you, Ion.
You're welcome.
Happy day indeed. I know what you're saying. I hear you, and I'm moving my way into that space is all I can say, actually. So.
Well, just don't think about getting to that space, and then you'll be there. And you're fine. There's no trouble. You're doing great. Actually, you're ahead of the spur.
Thank you, Ion.
You're welcome, darling. Anytime. That's what we do with that, so that others may have.
Thank you, Hetty. Thanks for calling from Rotterdam.
See, Bob, she's doing so much better. Isn't it great? Look where she started. This is great.
Yeah, very good. Okay,
it's
next
person. It's actually progressional. It's progressional. We like it.
Okay, who's this person?
This is Bert.
Okay. Oh, okay, Bert, go ahead.
Hey, Ion.
Hello.
Hey, Ion, I have some questions. First, I want to start off on the 8th of October when we were in Paris. We encountered some interesting activity. We were 10 minutes away from Bob and Carolyn's hotel, but it took us close to an hour to get there. And... I mean, we asked about 7 people, maybe, the directions, because the guy at the hotel totally threw us off mark. I plugged into Google, and each direction that I turned, it gave me another location. Did we walk through a portal to get to Bob and Carol? Because finally, in the end, we backtracked.
When you got down to that, what I call 19th Street, where the little shops were, when you kept turning and you weren't supposed to turn, that's where it was.
Right. Okay. Yeah, it was really strange because each direction that I had pointed the iPhone, it had me going way, way, way away from where they were. But then for some reason we turned and then we found the location.
Here's another example of you trust your technological cloud-based system extension more than your knowing. You'd have been better off in that particular case to throw your phone in the trash and go. You'd have been, this way, and you'd have made it. But that we're not saying that, because we're not saying get away from that. We're saying you worked real hard to get there. We're just saying that's another example of how that applies.
Right. Well, I just did that because I started to get a little bit frustrated because everybody gave us, we basically walked past the hotel twice. And
exactly.
Then everyone gave us. So then I just said, okay, let me try this, and it didn't work. But we found it anyway. That's good. Okay, next question.
You're going to get there. You know I'm not going to say one thing. We're not going to say one thing today. You're going to take us there. It'll be all right.
Are there earthbound spirits in the Paris metro?
Yes.
We got into Paris and in the metro system. I just felt totally disoriented. And then when we got out and started walking around, normally I have good orientation. I was totally disoriented. I didn't trust anything. But it just felt weird when we were under there. So, okay, that explains that. So I'm going to move on to my next question. Are there 360 joints in... Okay. You know where I'm going, right?
Yeah, we do. Come on.
Are there 360 joints in the body?
Well, more than that, because each joint moves, if you count the ventricular and the occipital type of joints, then there's double that, but yes.
So what you're saying is technically yes, but there's actually more when you consider the movements. Is that right?
Correct. So degrees of freedom, if you count those as jointedness, see, like what do you do with people who are double jointed? Do they have twice as many?
Right.
No. It's just the up and down, the occipital side of the same joint. So we just want you to be clear on your number.
So technically I could say yes, but actually no when you consider the movements.
Good.
Okay. You mentioned the last time I engaged you said that I was arcing. And then I heard you engage Chad. So is arcing the new function of the vascular system?
Well, it depends.
And that dependency is on the pericardium? Depends on me?
Well, you. You. Yes. Yes.
And
so
the driver of that...
Don't drop the ball. Come on. Don't drop the ball.
Okay,
Don't drop the ball.
And it's me. And the driver. Is the driver a function of the hypothalamus? When you say me.
It can be if it's merged. Yeah, you're doing okay. Keep going. Come on. Bomb a nose.
Arcing is, it's all dependent on me. So that is that driven by intention?
Perdition.
I don't even know what that word is. Hold on one more quick. Perdition. Loss or ruin.
There you go.
I need to backtrack. So that involves then the labyrinth of the mind. That's what you're saying.
Always. That's where your best battles are fought and won.
So then it goes all back into opening up.
Where it always
clearing the
was.
Clearing the labyrinth of the mind.
Excellent.
Okay.
So let's talk about your meat sack.
Okay, I woke up 2 o'clock this morning, man, with a head cold. I mean, I felt a little something, but I thought I could fight it. But then it hit me yesterday. Is that something from the restructure?
Everyone says that.
Is that due to the adjustment of the body of a taking on the new amino acid.
So you'll never have a rhinovirus condition again.
That's cool. Yeah, because it's really strange, because there are times where I feel strong as an ox, even though I have a cold, but then other times I felt pretty weak, but now I feel pretty good. Does that have anything to do with the amino acids?
Of course.
Is that due to the new structure of the lysine?
Well, you're reaching. Here's how it goes. Oh, Ion, every spring the pollen comes out and I'm dying, I'm falling, I'm hurting, and I sneeze, and I blow my snotty nose, and it's green, and I get infection, then I have bronchitis, and every year I'm down to do it, I can't get past it. Oh, Ion, what do we do? What do we do? We say, okay, next season, can't do it now, it's already past, but next season, when that all comes, get strapped, bug ass, naked, and go broke. Every crevice you got, deep as you can. You can get, you'll be miserable for just a little while, but once you get that done, you'll build up a tolerance against that position, and you won't ever have that problem anymore. That's what you're doing with your rhinoviruses.
Okay.
And it's good, because the next thing that comes, it's going to be worse. You're going to have a cold. Nobody can do anything about a cold, but you're going to have a cold that's like the plague.
And you're saying I am. Is that you talking about in general all over the whole entire planet? The next?
Well, at least the one, the half that are not deplorables will probably have to go.
I don't want to go back to the dorsals, because I was looking at something about the proprioception in the body. Do the dorsals control the proprioception? Proprioception. Okay,
proprioception.
Did you say social?
Yeah.
Proprioception.
Proprioception, but you can't have social perception. But then you'd be in the corporate quadrant, and it'll go badly for you. That's more the Thompson quadrant, actually.
Proprioception is in the, or social perception is in the Thompson quadrant.
Social, yeah, in the Thompson. So that's bad.
Hey, Bert, Ian does know the chart. The Thompson quadrant is more generally the proprioception quadrant. He knows that. I never told that. He's listening.
Stop. We don't.
He's studying dog's mind.
You're making our TT hard. Stop that. Stop it. Can't do that.
Okay, Ian, do the dorsals control proprioception in the meat sack?
Yes.
Is proprioception being modified by the eye test?
Yes.
The reason why I said earlier about lysine, I mean, I remember you talked to Dave Neufeld, or Neufeld earlier in the year. You were talking about spiders and the lysine in the spider webs. But I'm noticing now that the spiders are making webs, or like lines of webs, in larger spaces now. Normally, like, it's normal in a corner, but I'm encountering them like in large open spaces now. So does that a sign that the lysine is reacting to the new environment?
Yeah, we tried to show you that in Charlotte's web. Let's talk about your restructure story.
Which one? I mean, I'm full of stories. I don't have anything particular.
Yes, you do.
My restructure story. Okay, last week I wasn't hungry, but I ate anyway.
Good.
And I'm also picking up on your, you gave me the clue about the bubbly stuff. So I'm drinking a lot more soda, which is a really strange thing, you know, when I use the old paradigm of the mind about, you know, not drinking soda. But it's changing the,
Wow. Now you can drink the seltzer water. You know, it can be that way. We just need some more dioxide in you.
Is that due to the change in the water in the muscle? Is that CO2? Is that the change? Is that the, like, bulk or the ground
of
the water in
the
muscle?
Let's talk about the water in your muscle. Describe that specifically.
You know, when most people start training with weights, they like the pump. You know, it's the pump. It's almost like an orgasm, right? But now, that's almost virtuous all the time. I mean, when I work out, I'm getting lazy. I don't train as much, but when I do, it just like lasts until like 2 days. I don't have to train as much as I used to at all. I'm kind of quite lazy, but the pump is always
there. Isn't that astounding? No, but isn't that astounding? There's now what you're saying is that you're obfuscating your muscle memory, which is what we said you were supposed to do to start with, remember?
Yes.
If it's always there, you don't have to remind it to be a memory.
You don't. It's automatic. Also, I noticed that the body adjusts to whatever environment I'm in, no matter what I have to do, if it's something physical or mental.
Tell us about going to failure. When you go to failure, are you able to go to failure anymore?
Actually, no. I can do it, and then I
you
stop
just don't
and
fail.
Then come back. And,
it just, you just yeah, don't fail. You don't stop.
Right, there's no failure.
We say be careful because you'll rip something up or somebody else will be with you, and they'll be wanting to do that, and the next thing you know, it'll be not good. So they'll hurt themselves, so don't let them mock you or copy you because they can't do what you do. Just saying.
Hey, I also... Remember you were talking about muscle soreness. It's not really a soreness, but it's really a weird... I mean, when I overexert, well, actually, I push myself a little bit. There's no soreness, but it's really...
That's cartilage.
That's why I asked.
That's tendons and cartilage. You're going too far, which is what we told you you'd be able to do, and you're doing it. So ease off that part, because what you do is you get to the point where you're going to say, okay, what will kill my damn ass? Okay, you back that off just a little bit. And that's what we go to. And we say, not the smartest way to do this thing, but it's your party. You can do it any way you want to. And we'll support you. It'll be okay. But we told you in advance to ease up, didn't we?
Okay, because the last time we talked, you said something about what are we going to do about your glutes?
Yes.
Last week, I walked around for the week. I had like it wasn't a cramp, but it was like a cramp in my right glute. Can you tell me what that was? What was that? Is that correcting something? Because normally I have a problem with my left.
It was. Well, I know. We're balancing it. We're balancing it, which is what you want. And you can't get it bigger because you can't work it out because the wrong one hurts. If you balance it, then neither one hurts. And that's what that is an example of. How very studious of you.
That's the strangest feeling I've ever had in dealing with my muscles, is to have a cramped feeling in your right glute.
If you didn't make all these damn rules, we wouldn't have to overcome them all with all this stuff. But you make all these rules, and we have to overcome them. But it's all right with you. We're going to stay with you till you buy or die. Don't bother us a bit. We ain't scared.
Don't worry. I'm buying.
Don't scare one of us. You're on the money. No worries.
Hey, Ion, I was looking at the angel diagram and also what you were telling about the protein. Is there a correlation between protein and protons?
Yes. To the fifth ring.
Is that directly what the restructure is working with the fifth ring right now?
Because of the protein? We say no. We say it's going to be, but you got a little more cleanup to do. See, we're still trying to change your adenoids. You still have adenoid issues. We're working all that stuff out, too.
Hey, Bert, you're talking about the fifth ring in the angel diagram?
Yes.
Yeah. And what has something to do with the fifth ring?
The restructure. And the protein and protons are related, and it's in the fifth ring of the angel diagram.
Okay, good. Did we know that before?
I didn't. So it's new.
We know
The
crosses, those little crosses all sprinkled throughout the diagram are representing protons.
Yes. And I was just looking at the angel diagram this week, and then it just popped in me to the protons protein. I'm like, well, let me ask if that's related because the wording is close. Ian, you're saying that I need to be cleaned up? I mean, I'm taking the compliments.
Uh-huh. We are cleaning it up. You're doing all right. Ain't no worry. When you get up and stretch, tell us about your stretching now.
Hey, that's maybe what you were talking about, the restructure. Stretching is really the boo-boo. Not yoga, but the boo-boo. The stretching is really different now.
Tell me. Tell it. Tell them. They want to know. They must know. They must know.
Because I push myself with muscle-wise, with weights, now the stretching is becoming where you can, I can really stretch whatever joint or muscle that I had. I mean, because before, like my left knee, I can't really sit on it, but now I'm really close to being able to sit on my left heel because the muscles somehow are opening
up. So you can almost kick yourself in the ass.
Right, right, with my left foot, which I couldn't do
almost
before.
Almost, just keep doing, your stretching, keep stretching, because don't blow out your meniscus, but keep stretching it.
Ion, I heard you talk to Jean.
We love Jean.
Yeah,
she's so wonderful.
Yeah, she's opened up a lot with her questioning with you with a lot of things.
She's helped a lot of people. She's been very effective.
Yeah. In this particular one, you were talking about carbon and hydrogen bonding. And you also mentioned that you were changing
covalently.
Covalently. Is that just covalent? Or is it ionic and covalent?
Well, that's what you got to figure out. Maybe, but neither consistently now. So there's the rub.
Neither consistently now. Yeah, that's a rub. That's a big rub.
Dude. Jess and Petey.
Wow.
Jess and Petey.
What's the topic, covalent bonding and ion bonding? Is that what the topic is?
Yeah. Topic
elephants
is the bonding of carbon and hydrogen.
Elephants and assholes, Bob. It's elephants and
carbon
assholes.
And hydrogen bonding. Carbon and hydrogen bonding, covalent bonding. And Ion said that the ionic and covalent bonding are not consistently bonding now. So that's another way of saying that the bonds are not holding. Is that what you're saying, Ion?
Dude.
Okay, sugar, Ion. You said I wasn't getting enough sugar. We're not getting enough sugar.
You're not. No.
I'm not getting enough sugar.
Nope. Got to get something to burn. You're the one set the motherfucker on fire. Now you don't want to put any water on it. Okay, it's up to you. But nope.
So you're saying sugar puts the fire out?
No. It feeds it. Hydrogen and oxygen are very, very, very flammable.
But you're saying I'm not getting enough sugar. I mean, does
right.
it matter, simple or complex?
You're doing good. When we don't care, we don't care. Have all of it. Have both.
It doesn't matter.
What's wrong with having some sugar? That's what we're still trying to figure out. That we're even having this conversation is why? Eat a little more, okay? Who cares? Eat a little more. You got it good. Eat some more. You're not fat. You're not 1,600 pounds, are you?
No, not at all, actually. No.
Well, so it's okay, huh? To have something that tastes good, that is sweet, that's delicious, yes?
So the current Android meme prophecy of sugar's bad, that's what you meant about, they're saying sugar's bad, but actually it's good.
Sugar is what is going to save you. Little men can't absorb it. They can't. It burns them up. But as you're ascending, you'll require more. And I know, all the yeast fuckers are all tore up about this. But that won't be a matter in just 1 minute from this position of we're going to have to feed this and do this, this is that, and blah, blah, blah. All that's going to change in about 1 second.
So what you told Bob and Carolyn in the Genesis tape, that sugar is energy, energy is life, still stands.
Yep. Of course. Always has. Okay. We don't change our words. Y'all don't like what we always have to say, but we don't change our words.
Okay. I have my last question. I've been looking at the...
There's two more. You're doing good.
Okay,
hey,
I can
Bert,
ask that.
What was that question?
Yeah.
What was the equation? Sugar is energy is life?
Yes, sugar is energy. Energy is life. That's something that Ion told you in the Genesis series.
And how we would qualify that, we would say our sugar is energy. Our sugar is life.
You mean our super sugar ion?
Yes, that qualifies it. Still sugar, and it'll become the normal sugar. But right now, it's the subverted sugar because the little folks can't take it right yet. Look how glibly he just kind of chuckles at that, Bob. It's just such a glib outtake on his position.
Bert's a total fuck up. Always been.
The reason why I was laughing at that is that I feel something different when I go grocery shopping. I can feel that the people who are...
First of all, why are you buying groceries? Why do you do that? That's ridiculous. Bob doesn't do that. Bob doesn't even know what that is. Bob doesn't
I don't
know
what that is, Bert.
On his counter.
Groceries, what the hell is that?
They don't get it. He's like the idiot. He's like Steve
Bananas.
Martin.
Almond milk,
he still wear because he's a plenty of poke
yogurt
in the eye. They don't give him a fork anymore. He just shovels it in his mouth. It's so much easier. Oklahoma, 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 Oklahoma. Yeah.
Ion, I'm feeling that the people who aren't consuming the super sugar are really hungry. Is that because they're craving nutrition, but the current carbon is not working? Is that what I'm feeling?
No, they're just bored, so they eat themselves to death.
Okay.
But now, you don't stop your line of questioning. You just were wrong in your line of questioning, so don't stop. Just change it. Amend it. And get to what you're trying to ask, which is there a way when we know when super sugar starts taking over, or when our body starts responding to super sugar, is there a treatment plan that prophylactically can be engaged to know where we are in our phasal position of ascension? Why, yes, that's a great question for you to come up with. Look at you, moving to the head of the class with good questioning finally. Bob, where have you been hiding this one? He's a superstar. All of a sudden, a superstar. He's a superstar. He's come to take over to win the day.
Okay, and the answer is?
What you'll notice is you'll feel differently about food. Yeah. Just what you're describing.
Yes. Right.
That Nutella that you would never in 10,000 years put one spoonful down your fucking throat hole, now you can eat a whole jar of it and would not even think a thing about it. Yes?
Yeah, it is strange. Yes, it's strange.
Yes? Yes?
Yes?
Yes or no? Yes? Yes? Yes. Is there something wrong with Nutella other than being made in Canada? That's the only thing wrong with it.
Bert, what were you going to say about what you feel when you go into grocery stores?
Is that I feel that the people are really hungry, you know, that they're missing something.
Uh-huh.
And you can feel it when they're looking at the food that it's really like they're really hungry internally. Mm-hmm. But it's not satisfying. I also notice that at work when I see my colleagues snacking. Like, I don't even, also I in the restructure, I don't snack anymore. At all. I don't even crave snacks.
Good. It's called grazing, and you shouldn't do it. You need time for your body to eat some of your liver stuff up. So, yeah, that's good. You should be eating all the time, unlike Bob, who only eats one meal a day, but it's a really long meal. It starts early in the morning and goes till he falls to bed at night. Just one meal a day. One counterful of food a day. Just one counterful. No more. It's one long counter full. Everything moving up to the sink we eat. After that, nothing else for the day. That's right.
Okay.
Unless he can get Carolyn's part. He will eat Carolyn's part if he can get his hands on it, too, though. Just saying. He doesn't mind.
Hey, Ion, I want to go back to the aphorism 27 diagram in the Alberto de Magica.
Wait, we're not through. We're not quite through with how you're progressing this week with your meat-sack body. Did you measure your pecs when we told you to with the tape?
Yes, I did. I posted it on the, it's almost an inch. My chest grew almost an inch in a week.
Stop that. You can't do that. You're going to have to buy clothes. That's the one thing you told us. You said you didn't want to buy new clothes, and now you're going to get so big, you're going to have to buy clothes. Wait, you got that stretchy stuff. Wear that, can't you?
Well, yes, but, I know I have to get
All of a sudden, that's not a problem. But don't buy them yet. Just go slow. We're not quite through with you yet.
My shoulders and my lats is making the shirts a little tight. But what's weird is the pants. I mean, I put on pants and they're tight, and then all of a sudden my legs adapt to them. You told me that before.
Well,
that's weird.
That's right. No, that's pretty normal. Okay, so how much further do we need to go to get you okay, shape-wise?
Shape-wise, I'm fine.
Okay, so what do you want?
What do you mean, what do I want? I don't, can you clarify?
What would you desire? Now that you're perfect, what would perfect look like?
That's a good question.
See,
I can't answer that right
saying.
Now.
That's the point of ascension that we're talking about. Everybody wants to know, when do you know? When do you know? Well, even when you get there, you don't know where you are. Even when you can be, do, or have anything you want to be, do, or have, you don't have a fucking clue. Meanwhile, you could be taking the worst of the worst, the least of least, that it would be you there, darling. We don't mean that, but you're so much better now. You have moved to the head of the course fabulously, and you still don't have a clue of what that would feel like, be like, or do like. It's a taste. You develop it. It's a, to become a connoisseur, you must begin to engage in the thing called living, the thing called life. And you're starting that process. It is quite a white-knuckle flight sometimes. We understand that because it's new. To be able to be, do, and have anything you want to be, do, or have is kind of amazing. It's esoterically an anomaly. It's esoterically an anomaly. Because how could you do if you only got what you wanted, you'd become a spoiled brat like Bob. Rob didn't have any pain. If he has any pain at all, he'd blow his brains out about 1 second. He's not going to hurt for a second. But then somebody pulls him off the ledge and he's okay, but that's not even the point. The point now becomes you're now getting a taste of what this ascending world feels like. And it's a very delicious thing because now, maybe for the first time, you get to engage. Do you understand when you stretch out the traces? Do you know how to do lawnmowers, the exercise?
Yes, I do.
Okay, tell us about the reason you'd want to do lawnmowers. What does it help?
And that's one thing. I actually, you just reminded me of something that I forgot. I stopped doing. I used to do them a lot, and you told me about them. It actually works your rear shoulders and your lats, lawnmowers.
Your teacups, your triceps, darling. The horse.
Okay, the skull.
You drop your arm. Triceps, when you put your arm down and twist your wrist, the teacup in your bicep sits on the back.
Okay, yes, okay.
That's what that's called.
Got you.
If you don't mind, then, and that's okay on you, but you want it to be a little more? Yes, no, it's okay. Is it? Can you set a teacup on your bicep or tricep?
Yes, I can.
Excellent.
Yes,
see, we've done this wonderfully. That's good. Okay, but the lawnmowers, that action of jerking a lawnmower cord also opens up your lat, your laterals, your back. But now, we're not trying to go for prison back just yet, but you're still balancing. Now, the distance between the outside of your shoulders, you measured your chest to 1/2 inch. Now measure the outside of your shoulders with your arms by your side. And then measure your waist and see what the difference is of how much smaller your waist is compared to the shoulders are.
Well, I can tell you that's changed, but I will measure it and let you know. That's what I noticed has changed.
Yes, we know. And that's a balance thing. And then that's when your body starts actually responding. And you've just had 1/10 of 1/2 of 1% of what's coming. 1/10 of 1/2 of 1% of what's coming. You have no idea. It's unbelievable.
Okay, then that explains what you were saying, because there were a few times since I met Carolyn and Bob that there's like this, how can you say it? A thrust. Yeah, okay, esoteric. It's like a combination of aggression and enthusiasm wrapped up in a ball. And it's circulating.
Well, see, but that's imbalancing. That's once we balance your testosterone, which was out of control. Once we balanced your testosterone, all that faded away. it blended out, and you were over the top. So that's better now. Yes?
Yes. Yes.
You're saying okay, but yes. Yeah, that's what we want to make sure, that it suits you.
Yes.
As long as it suits you, then we're jigging with it. But if it doesn't suit you, we'll grind that motherfucker home. It don't bother us. So good.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Fine.
So now it's a balance. Okay. Now, so your meat sack body's okay. How about orgasms? It's all right now?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
That changes.
Now,
that changes. That changes, doesn't it? That changes the whole structure, doesn't it? Each time.
Well, it absolutely does. What it does is that what you have had is a less than place of what normal is. And so now what happens, you have a more than place of what normal is, and you like it better. You prefer it better. And we do too. But how do we come back and say you're all fucked up and you're gonna die in a pit of slothful rust? But we can't say that because that's terrible. Well, sometimes we do. We don't mind saying it. It don't make a difference to us. But if you cannot say that, it sure is easier when you can help somebody along. You know what I mean? When you got something, when you got a rejoice that you want to encourage and lift up, that's how you do that. So that's what you do. People are from different stratas, and you want to make it warm and fuzzy for them. We're not running for any candidacy, so don't think we're going to be PC about anything. We're just going to tell it like it's what we told you that we tell it. And if you like that, good. If you don't like that, good. We're sure, because it'll be over for you soon anyway. And it really doesn't make any difference at the end of days. However, to modify the cliched archetype, you're coming into a place now where you're starting to feel some of the benefits of ascension. We've not spoke about, we told you to ascend, but we've not given anybody any good reasons of what ascension feels like. What does it feel like? What does it feel like? Why would you want to be ascended? What's the point of ascending? What superpowers do you have? Well, they're not superpowers to us. They're normal to us. To sit down and eat 10,000 calories in a meal and lose weight, sounds very normal to us. That's very normal. What would be wrong with that? Why wouldn't you use food and consume it any way you wanted to? That's the point.
Right.
Okay, Bert, we're going to move on.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Bob,
thanks,
that
Aaron.
Was really,
thanks,
that was, thanks. Hey, Bob.
Yeah, what?
Are you going to let him get away with that? Are you going to let him get away with that? We just sort of answered every question with ever a question, ever. And he's like, oh,
I know.
Man, thank you. Which way did he go, George? Which way did he go? Didn't nail it to the same thing. We just told him the benefits of ascension, why to be ascended, and what God feels like. He now has the very first time in text.
You're fading out, Ion.
Your reception's bad, Ion. Hey, you notice, Bert, he's fading out. You get that? Yeah. Fading out a lot, Ion.
It's because y'all are getting stronger.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Good.
Cool.
Well, there's a lot of people here who are waiting.
Your
thanks,
recording.
Bob.
Well,
thanks,
what we had to say was pretty important, don't you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Were they not
yes,
all listening?
Yes.
Were they not all listening to what we had to say?
Yeah, all listening. Maybe they'll have some questions about it. But
okay.
Bert has used up his time. He did very good.
Okay. Same bat time, same link station next week.
Yeah.
Don't forget your measurement. And watch out. Don't. You need to stretch your Achilles. Stretch them so you don't break them. We're not going to tell you
right.
You can. Either stretch them or break them. You want to break them? Okay. But stretch them.
I will.
Stretch
them. Thanks, Ryan. Thanks, Bob. Carolyn. Thanks, everyone.
Happy days. Don't make it too easy.
Thanks.
Be easy next week. Don't do too much. You're all right.
All right.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Bert. And, Ian, can you sort of adjust your phone a little bit or something? It's fading in and out.